Academic Aesthetic for Wednesday, July 26, 2006. I'm Aaron Smith. No, not that Aaron Smith. The other one. No, the other one. Yesterday I was browsing my Frolinks when I noticed a blog I had bookmarked but hadn't subscribed to in over a year. Wondering how things had changed, I clicked away and immediately hit the back button and deleted the link. Apparently sometime in the past year, a blog about a teacher's experiences in school had been replaced by something, well, a little less kid-friendly. I was shocked, disgusted, and appalled, of course, partially because an educational blog had been corrupted like that, but more so because since all of my Frolinks are public, I had been linking to that garbage for I don't know how long. Of course, there's a moral to this upsetting story. A lot of us tend to laugh. That's L-A-F, and I use that to stand for link and forget. And we do that thinking that, oh, those sites will stay the same forever, won't they? No, they don't. Sites get redesigned, repurposed, redirected, or simply disappear. If you use a social networking site like Furl or Delicious, it's your responsibility to go through your archive every now and then and separate the good apples from the ones that have long since turned to compost. It might take a while, but it's worth it, and you might just rediscover a site or two that you'd forgotten about. In other news, I'm thinking about playing some audio clips on my 100th podcast, which, if I've done the math right, should be in late August, which is only a month from now. Now, this is provided I don't get sidetracked somehow, which we all know can happen. I've decided to accept just about anything, including simple greetings, congratulations, reviews of products and services, shout-outs, commentary on recent events, or even plugs for other podcasts. Now, this is, of course, provided everything is kid-safe. Think of it as free advertising that will reach an exclusive listener base. And yes, by exclusive, I mean small. If you want something played during my 100th podcast, just record it and send it to me at theartguy@gmail.com. I prefer for it to be an MP3 format, but I'll accept any file format that I can import into GarageBand and isn't too large to fill up my inbox. Well, that's my show for today. If you have any questions or comments or criticisms, please feel free to go to my website at academicaesthetic.com or email me at theartguy@gmail.com. So, until next time, stay subscribed, and fare thee well.